This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli media cited foreign reports of an Israeli strike on Iran in the absence of official public comment, while Iranian television reports played down the attack. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israel is traditionally silent on issues like nuclear weapons and intelligence operations, though hardline security minister Itamar Ben-Gvir sent out the one-word message, feeble, on X. In Iran, President Ebrahim Raisi chose not to cut short a trip to a central province, indicating the country wasn't on high alert. A senior Iranian official told Reuters that Tehran did not plan a response now. The apparent attack was the latest in a round of actions set off by the killing of seven Iranian officers in a strike on an embassy compound in Damascus on April 1st. Though Israel has never acknowledged that it was behind the strike, it sparked fears of a wider regional conflict spilling over from the war in Gaza.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. A rare burst of bipartisanship has helped the House advance an aid package for Ukraine and Israel toward a final vote over the weekend. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It was a rarity in the hyperpartisan House. Democrats helped Speaker Mike Johnson's $95 billion aid package move toward a final vote this weekend.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances.
Johnson's had to fight hard to salvage support for the package, with the slimmest of majorities and hard-right Republicans threatening his job if more money goes to Ukraine. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats had a choice.
We could let them simply crash and burn,
but instead opted to form a robust coalition and overwhelmingly clear a procedural hurdle. Johnson will need much more help to pass each of the four separate aid bills this weekend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The world's largest election began on Friday with nearly a billion voters in India in a poll set to last 7 weeks. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
The vote sees Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoping to clinch a historic third term in office. He's called his first two terms appetizers, with the main course served in the third. Modi has campaigned for more growth, welfare, and Hindu nationalism. His Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, faces an alliance of two dozen opposition parties, which promises to fight discrimination and to save democratic institutions from what they say is Modi's dictatorial rule. His government and party face criticism they discriminate against India's 200 million minority Muslims to please their hardline Hindu base, which they deny.
Brian Chang from Reuters. The United Nations Agency for Refugees says Cypriot efforts at sea to stop numerous Syrian refugee-laden boats departing Lebanon from reaching the European Union member island nation mustn't contravene international human rights laws. Cypriot authorities have reportedly dispatched police patrol vessels to thwart boat loads of Syrian refugees from reaching the island about 110 miles away. The UNCHR spokesperson said Friday relatives of passengers claimed Cypriot authorities, quote, forcibly pushed back several boats using violence, but that the UN agency was, quote, not in a position to confirm that. A Cypriot senior official denied any coercion was used to get the boats to return to Lebanon, insisting that Cyprus doesn't engage in any pushbacks. The Olympic flame is spending the night at the ancient Acropolis in Athens a week before its handover to Paris 2024 organizers. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the details.
During a lull in heavy rain, a torchbearer lit a cauldron in front of the 2,500-year-old Parthenon Temple on the citadel that dominates the Athens skyline. The flame will stay there until the champagne-colored torch travels to the ancient Greek religious center, Delphi. The flame will be delivered to French officials next Friday at the renovated ancient marble stadium where the first modern games were held in 1896. Then at Athens Porta Piraeus, the flame will then board a three-masted French sailing ship built that same year and is expected to arrive in France on May 8th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Bangkok-based plastics firm has agreed to pay $20 million to settle with the U.S. over 467 violations of Iran sanctions. The U.S. Treasury announced the settlement on Friday. The U.S. Treasury says the firm was engaging in a joint venture with an Iranian firm and giving, quote, significant economic benefits to Iran. The fine comes as U.S. administration officials have announced plans to impose more sanctions on Iran after Tehran launched an unprecedented attack on Israel that could fuel a wider war in the Middle East. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.